God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Daniel 2 is all about a bad dream. It was a bad dream with a good cause, a good reason. And that is, God was revealing to Nebuchadnezzar and to others and to us what will come in times yet to come, times past and times to come. He was revealing the future. But the Bible tells us that Nebuchadnezzar was troubled by this dream. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Now, the reason it troubled him is because he owned the dream. If God had given Daniel the dream and Daniel had tried to get Nebuchadnezzar's attention and say, hey, here's what's going to happen. Here's the dream I had. Nebuchadnezzar might have easily dismissed Daniel. He may have put him off for months. He may have never spent time with his courtier. But God gave the dream directly to Nebuchadnezzar, and so he was the one asking for help. He was the one asking for guidance, and so he owned the dream. He very quickly foisted this dream on his wise men, the coterie of men that knew things in the kingdom. And essentially, Nebuchadnezzar said, tell me what the dream is and tell me what it means, or I'm going to destroy your homes. I'm going to destroy your lives. I'm going to kill you. And they said, tell us the dream and we'll tell you what it means. And essentially, his ethic was, if you can't tell me the past, what my dream was, then how could you possibly tell me the future, what the dream means? You're just buying time. And the wise men responded by saying, look, only the gods can answer this question, and they don't live around here. So the wise men owned this problem. They owned the dream. God put it on Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar foisted it upon these wise men. But when the news came to Daniel, because he would have been included in this collection of men, perhaps, the Bible says that Daniel asked for something that the king granted, something that the wise men had not been given. Twice they asked for more time, and twice the king said, no, you're buying time because you want to fake the answer. Daniel did not say, tell me what your dream was and give me time and I'll think about it. He said, okay, don't tell me anything, just give me time. And what did he do with that time? He went to his friends and said, let's ask God to help us. God revealed the dream, for which Daniel gave God thanks. And when Daniel came before the king, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. In verse 27, Daniel says, no one can take this problem for you. No one knows the answer. But there is a God in heaven. And that changed literally everything. How do you feel about your day? How do you feel about your dreams? How do you feel about your life? You know, a truth we can learn from Daniel chapter 2 is that the way you feel about your day, the way you feel about your life, depends on who you think to own them. Nebuchadnezzar did not get a dream from Daniel. He got a dream from God, and so he was going to Daniel. He owned the dream. The wise men, they didn't want the dream, but they didn't have a choice. It was given to them. It was placed on their head. They owned the dream. But when the dream came to Daniel, Daniel said plainly, look, no one can tell you the answer to this dream, but there is a God, and he'll tell me the answer. He'll give me the answer. And so Daniel was able to sleep at night when others could not. Why? Because he didn't try to own the dream. He didn't try to own the problem. He didn't try to own his life. Indeed, he realized, as we saw earlier, that everything we have is given by God. God gave favor to Daniel. God gave wisdom to Daniel. God gave the people of Israel, Judah, to Nebuchadnezzar in the first place. Daniel says in this very same chapter, God has given you a kingdom. God has made you ruler over all. How ironic then that the king Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshiped Daniel when Daniel wasn't the one to be worshiped. Neither was Daniel the one to despair. And neither are you. You're neither to despair nor feel as if you do not need God. God owns the dream. God owns the kingdom. God owns the future. And the way you feel about your day, the way you feel about your life, the way you feel about your dreams depends on who you believe to own them.